3, 4, yo, super traders. Welcome to the Betfair Trading Community podcast. My name is Ryan Carruthers from Betfair Trading Community. I am your host of this wonderful, wonderful Ask Me Anything podcast. You'll probably already tell by the energy in my voice that I am a hell of a lot better this week. Last week, I wasn't that great, to be honest. Really struggling last week with the vertigo. Was not fun. So this is the Ask Me Anything podcast. We go and ask, I answer the questions that you have put in. There is 3 this week. And what I am going to do is I always start with a quote. It usually comes from James Clear, because we've run out of quotes from Dan until Dan puts them in. So I put a James Clear one in. The questions are always the same every single week, so it's I'm just going to get them loaded up because they've disappeared off my screen. They're the same every single week. The form is in the show notes. What are you struggling with when it comes to trading? Is there anything else you want to ask me? And are you a member of BTC or not? So this is one of the things that are the quote I want to go with. And this comes from Eric Hoffer. Okay, and it's on adaptability. In terms of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists. In terms of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists. I really, really like that. And then the one question here, which of your current habits is least aligned with the type of person you hope to become? That's a really, really good one for thinking about trading. What are you currently doing that is least aligned with the type of trader person that you want to become? Okay, right, we're going to get stuck into it this week. Name, Eric Cartwright. What are you struggling with when it comes to trading? How do I cancel my membership and subscription? Okay, some people would shy away from publicising this on a Ask Me Anything podcast. Not me. Okay, I'm going to be a little bit different because I know that some people, we're not for everyone, you know. It might not work for you. You might, loads of different situations why you want to leave BTC. You can get where is the link to do that? It's on the dashboard. Okay, log into the dashboard. Okay, you'll see all of the buttons, so BTC Academy, Horse Racing Starts, Football Starts, etc. Scroll down, you'll see your name. There's 3 buttons. One says cancel. Click there. It will tell you how to cancel your membership. Okay, right, that's it. That's how you cancel the membership. It's really sad to see you go. Eric, please will you send me a message, because you are a member. Please will you send me a message on the forum as well, and just tell me why you decided that you want to leave. You know, just let me know. I really don't mind, because I know that some people, you know, it isn't for them, or the software is too complicated for them, or they're just, you know, work situation has changed, things change. Yeah, I'd love to really sort of get to the bottom of it. Okay, next question comes from Dan. What are you struggling with when it comes to trading? Dan is a member. I keep wanting to tinker with strategies and never feel 100% confident. Do you have any advice? At what stage do you finally feel confident enough with your strategies? This is a good one. This is a really, really good one. Now, I take the kind of view I take with this is different to probably what a lot of people will talk about. I try and maximize the strategy, the time I spend on a strategy, okay? So I'm spending the least amount of time for the most amount of profit. Now, I tie that into the goals that I have in life, okay? So what do I actually want in life? How much money do I need? What kind of holidays do I want to go on? All of that kind of stuff, okay? How much time do I want to spend with my family? How much time do I want to spend golfing? Right. That's like my North Star. That's where I'm aiming for. I then tie all of my strategies and my tinkering to that. So I will get a strategy sometimes that could probably be tinkered and maybe made more profitable. But to get it to that point would actually impact, it would have a knock-on effect of all of that kind of stuff. Okay, it might be more profitable in 6 months, but getting to that point might not be. And I'm confident with it. It closes the gap right now. It works. So that's the sort of thing I always think about. The first question I think is this closing the gap for me? Is this getting me closer to where I want to be? Then I'm getting value from that as well. Because one of the things that I noticed, Mark McGuire mentioned this in the BTC Coffee Club recently, And he said about reading a book where like a big trader was talking about how most people don't really understand value. And I'm with him on that. In fact, actually, I'm going to try and get that up, because I made a comment about it, and we had a little bit of back and forth, and I thought it was really good. Right, I'm just going to load this up. Sorry. I said that I think a lot of the gurus out there spout about value, they don't actually know where real value is, right? You've got to link it to your own strategy and what it means for you. Okay, sorry I delayed that a little bit. I will try and edit that out. And this gives me confidence then in my strategy. Always back to that North Star. Am I getting closer to my North Star? If I tinker with my strategy, because there is also, I know that you can over tinker with a strategy and you can get like no results then, or you can get two trades every 3 days, and that's not really going to get you closer to the goal. So for me, it's about linking it to that. Does this bring me closer to where I want to get to? If it does, great. If not, then okay, I need to tinker it, and then I need to change a strategy. And thinking about that real value linked to my strategy, my trading, does this strategy that I'm working on actually move me closer to where I want to be? That's when I feel confident then with my strategies, because I know that it's getting me closer to where I want to be. I also know that because I've got a lot of data on it, that I do feel confident in my strategy. And I did 3 videos where I actually gave you questions to talk about, to think about your strategy. And I go through them a lot of the time if I'm starting to wobble with a strategy, because sometimes I do wobble with a strategy and I have to actually take myself away from the situation and do some thinking time about it and go, actually, is this just in the heat of the moment? Because in the heat of the moment, we make daft decisions. We say stupid things. We do stupid things. Everyone who's had an argument with their partner knows that, because you've probably said something and gone, oh, no, I shouldn't have said that. But actually take yourself away from the situation, look at the bigger picture and get some space from it. I have the really, really good quote I heard as well when I was listening to a calm meditation app, the Calm Meditation app, right? They were talking about vertical thinking, okay? It's really, really, you need to get space so that you can look up and think up, because what you're doing a lot of the time is you're just arguing with yourself horizontally. Like a lot of the thinking that you're doing is horizontal, which is what I find I do with my strategies sometimes. So what it does for me, it works really well to get out of that environment. I get out of this office, I get out of the space. You know, I had the car MOT yesterday, first car MOT for the little car, and dropped it off and went to a Costa's, nearest coffee shop to me, and that was really, really good. Took my iPad. So that's, again, I like to change my situation, change my setup. I have a Mac desktop, okay, so I've got like a full setup, a big screen, all that kind of stuff. Tweak it, really get out of my head, and that allowed me to get vertical and allowed me to get this vertical thinking where I can look up and I can stop arguing with myself, stop looking around left and right. I can look up and go, actually, that's the North Star. Am I getting closer to that? I know I've rambled on a little bit, but hopefully I've given you a few little snippets there and a little tidbits that can really, really help and you know, really, really help you get better at this. Hopefully this is helping. Is there anything else you want to ask me? Dan is a member. Have you ever had moments of doubt and thought about packing it in? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I would be a liar if I said no. Especially, this is there's sort of 2 sides to this for me. One side is the fact that I've been doing this a very, very long time. I've seen a lot of people come and go. And what I've noticed recently is some of the kind of trolls out there have really taken it up a notch. And sometimes you just go, God, you know what? Is it worth it? Like, is it actually worth it? So that's one side of it. And then the second side of it is just, do I pack it all in? Not because of that, but it's one of those things that is it. I can't remember who said it, but they said when investing becomes boring, that's when you know you're doing it right. But for me, I like interesting things. I like challenging myself. I like trying to level up. I like trying to learn new skills, which some people vilify me for, which is strange. Because we would be a better society if we didn't do that. But anyway, so sometimes I do think, shall I just jack it in? Shall I try and learn a new skill? Should I test myself at options trading? And actually, what I always come back to is no. If you told 11-year-old Ryan, like this was, when I was 11, right, what my days would look like this. I'd get up in the morning and I'd maybe watch 10, 15 minutes of TV. And me and my sister had this deal where I would get to choose what was on the TV in the morning. She would choose the TV in the evening. Now, she thought she was winning. We had one of those things as well, right, that probably a lot of people had in like the 90s, where it was like a TV linked to the mum and dad's TV, Sky TV downstairs. They could put something on their TV on Sky. Mum would be watching like the soaps or whatever, and then Laura, my sister, would be upstairs watching Sky. She thought she was winning at life, right, because of this. She thought she was winning. Oh, I get longer than you. But I was like, I don't really care about the evening, because my day went like this. I'd watch the TV in the morning. I always got Saturday morning and Sunday morning, so I was winning. Best TV shows, like, got to put all of the ones I wanted on, Pokemon, WWE, all those kind of things, right? I'd get home from school. I would literally be straight out the door. I would be walking down the garden path, taking off my school jumper, unbuttoning my polo shirt, and getting, I'd literally bomb straight upstairs, get changed, bomb straight downstairs, and I'd meet my friend in the middle of the street who'd done the same thing. We'd be out playing football, okay? We'd play football until we got shouted for tea, and then we'd smash our tea, straight back out and play football, right? We'd then come back in, because it's bedtime, and, you know, I'd maybe do my homework if I had any. Thankfully, it was a time where there wasn't loads and loads of homework, as there seems to be now. And then what I'd do, I'd be playing PlayStation, or I'd be playing Nintendo 64, or I'd be playing Football Manager. My whole, or reading like Shoot magazine, right? My whole life revolved around sport. So I always go back to that. And I do, and especially having children now, I think one of the things that is really interesting is we get old when we stop playing. And one of my, you know, I'm a National Trust member and I go to Belton House quite a lot. I love Belton House. It's got the best, because it's got the best play area, okay? And people, I go with my mum and my dad and, you know, my in-laws and my sister and her children and all these kind of, and they always go, I don't know who's the bigger kid, like Ryan's children or Ryan. But that keeps me young and that keeps me excited. One of my favourite things to do is play with my kids. When I hear that, Daddy, come play, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. And I think we forget that as adults. We feel like we have to stop playing, but that's when we actually get old. And actually playing, interacting, it keeps the brain ticking over. So the long way around the house is to get to it. I do sometimes think about jacking it in, but then I realise how good I've got it. And I think that's really, really important. I know how good I've got it. I've got an amazing community of amazing people like you guys that put questions in and engage in the community and talk about trading. And that makes me better. Like, I have to be a better trader. I have to be better because of you guys. You push me to be better and I love that. Like, the level an understanding that I have had to get to over 60. Well, I've been trading like 17 years now. BTC's 10 years this month, which is mental. But I did Betgreen before that on my own. And that's an interesting dynamic as well, to do it on my own, to now doing it with Adam and Martin. I've got so much time for Martin and Adam. Adam is the best trader, hands down, that nobody knows about. Seriously, Adam is on a different, I think there's, Peter Webb is phenomenal, right? Peter Webb is like the GOAT, very like unbelievable. Adam, I wouldn't say Adam, I'd say Adam is the closest trader I know to Peter Webb. He's ridiculous. He's so good. But just, and I'm waffling now, but one of the things thinking about that is every single person out there that's trading well and profitably does it differently. So you don't need, and this is the thing that I get on my high horse about. This is a mountain I am prepared to die on, right? It shouldn't matter that you want to copy XYZ trader, okay? I tweeted about this. It doesn't matter that you want to go, oh, but when are they getting out? When are they getting in? It doesn't matter because they're different to you. You've got to build the way you trade for the way you are, because it's the only way you're going to be profitable. And that, every profitable trader that's come through Betfair Trading Community has done that, okay? And they have got to that point. So yeah, I do think about jacking it in, but then I realize how lucky I am, how well I've got it, and how much better the community makes me, and also how much fun I get to have, because I get to speak to a bunch of mates, basically, about sport all day, every day. I get to create this kind of podcast, right? I get to sit in my office right now. I'm looking out into my garden. It's 11:15 in the morning on a Friday, and I can see a squirrel running along the fence. I've got birds chirping, and it's just amazing. And I'm talking about sport. It's just phenomenal. I love sport. I'm obsessed with sport. So yeah, long way, but yeah, I won't jack it in. Despite, I mean, there might be people listening to this, because that's one of the strange things. Some of my haters listen to all of my content and they'll be like, oh, I wish you would jack it in, Ryan. I'm like, okay, cool. Paul E, you are a member. You have a big question. What are you struggling with when it comes to trading? I'm fed up losing money on so-called dead certs, so I started to look at lay betting. I've watched several Calm Berry videos, which is why YouTube recommended your site, but I'm still unclear on certain things. One, is it even possible to do lay betting with low stakes? Currently, I'm restricted to £200 deposit. For that amount, I assume I can only do lay short odds, which increases the likelihood of me losing, or play the scalping game where I bet and lay the same horse relying on price movement for bank profit. If the latter, how do you learn what prices are most likely to move in your favour? Okay, so there is a lot to unpack here. I'm going to start, though, with being restricted to a £200 a month deposit on Betfair. I have a slightly different version of view to a lot of people on this, okay? A lot of people say to me, oh my God, I'm only restricted to £200 deposit. It's really, 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 really bad. How am I going to become a profitable trader? I actually think it's a good thing, because it takes away something. It takes away the ability to just reload your bank. Okay, so it actually forces you to think smarter about your trades. Okay, so because you know that you can't, if you blow your bank, you can only deposit 200 again, which is a good thing. It's a very good thing. It goes, hang on a minute. I actually now need to think a little bit more about my trading, about my strategy, about is actually this trade in line with my trading strategy, my trading plan? Should I be doing this? Yes or no? Okay. Now, second one, you mentioned, is it even possible to do lay betting with low stakes? Yes. I am currently automating my trading with £1 stakes on I'm laying horses, okay? The size of the bank does not matter. If you can't handle a small bank, you'll never handle a big bank, which is why I also think it's a good thing that Betfair, for some people, right? I think it's a good thing. It's annoying because some profitable people would be able to top their bank up and make a little bit more money, but Betfair are restricting you. Okay, well, there's a few things you can do. You know, if you want to give them your information to, you know, show income and all that so they can increase your thing, great. But also you can just work hard on your strategy, which I think is a really, really smart thing to do. So yeah, it is possible. If you build that bank up as well with a strategy that works at a low stake, you will be able to handle a bigger bank. One of the things that people always say to me, I was having a conversation with a guy not that long ago, and he was saying to me, I'd love to just give you 10 grand and see what you could do with it, or I'd love to put 10 grand in a Betfair. And I said, no, I wouldn't ever trade with your money. Like, I don't need to, first and foremost, but you know, you're quite happy to join the community and we'll show you what to do. Oh yeah, how much can I make with a 10 grand bank? I'm like, whoa, don't think that, because you can't, if you can't do a small bank, you'll never do a big bank, right? The markets move mechanically. They move the same at most levels, okay? Unless someone's, all right, let's, don't take that as I don't know about liquidity, but let's just take it as face value. They're mechanical. Money comes in, money goes out. Bets are matched and done, right? Backed and laid, done, matched and off. And that's why prices move. Unless people are throwing in hundreds of thousands of pounds, okay? Now, if you can't handle a £500 bank, you're never, ever going to handle a 10 grand bank. So it's almost a rite of passage and patience, okay? Now, when it comes to should you be scalping, I don't know. My view on this is one of the reasons why I built the SuperTrader framework, okay? I built the SuperTrader framework so that you could build a strategy that fits you, the way you want to trade, all of those kind of good things, okay? Now, I don't think laying at short odds increases the likelihood of you losing. If you want to learn to scalp, learn to scalp. I am not the man to teach you to scalp. I used to do scalping a long, long time ago, and I realized that I absolutely flipping hated it. It bored the absolute tears, the tears out of me. God, I didn't say something else then. It just bored me to tears is what I was going to say. Bored me to tears. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy scalping. I don't want to sit at a computer screen all afternoon clicking buttons. I used to recommend people go to Steve Howe, but Steve is no longer doing trading courses. He is still trading, but he's not doing the courses anymore. So I don't really have anywhere that I could, hand on heart, recommend you to learn scalping if you want to learn scalping. My advice to you would be to go through the SuperTrader framework. You are a member, so it is in the community. There's slightly different videos in the community than there is on YouTube. So go and go through that SuperTrader framework. That will build you a strategy with the bank that you have, and you'll be able to then get what you want from your bank. But I don't think it's a negative. I don't ever think a small bank is a negative. I think a small bank is actually very, very good, to be honest with you. sorry, a little bit of a cough there. Right, let's move on to your next question, which was, do the community ever pool resources, e.g. trusted members with big available balance take bets on behalf of others? Would that be seen as collusion? Paul is a member. No, we don't do that. I wouldn't actually encourage that either, if I was honest with you. That wouldn't be something that I would encourage anybody to do. Because for many, many reasons, I don't think people should be pooling their resources. I don't think that would be a good idea. There's loads of different things that could go wrong with that. You know, you're sending money to one person. It could be a large amount of money. They could just run off with it. I mean, I don't think any of my members would do that. But also, all of the, like, everything that you need is in the community. So that's literally everything you need is already in the community to become a profitable trader on your own. So that's what I would actually recommend you to do. You know, spend some time going through the SuperTrader framework and get good building your strategy. You build your strategy yourself and you will see that bank increase. And when it's increased, it's at a certain size, you will probably look back over this conversation and think, I'm so, so glad that I did that. Like, I'm so, so glad that I did that. And that is the end of the Ask Me Anything podcast this week, guys. We've got no more questions, which is amazing. Thank you very much. So I'm going to leave you there. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. If you want to ask a question, you know where the form is. It's in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening to this. I'm going to play the outro music. I'm going to get on with the rest of my day. I hope you all have a fantastic week, and I will see you very, very soon.